Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and we'd like to hear from you on today's Basic Gospel program. If you have Bible questions or issues you're dealing with, we'd love to talk it through with you right now. Give us a call at 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you and speak directly with you right now and overnight as well. Just call that same number, 844-322-2742, and leave a voicemail for us with your question or your issue, and we'll be glad to discuss it on the Basic Gospel program. Just keep in mind that whenever you hear this broadcast, well, call now, because it is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Love this passage out of the book of Acts, chapter 4, just the first few verses of chapter 4. So Peter and John and the disciples had been preaching about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They understood the message. They understood the central aspect of what needed to be communicated to people out there. This was a one-of-a-kind event, the fact that God raised Jesus from the dead, and that that body that came out of the grave was not like Lazarus' body that came out of the grave. His body went back into a grave. He basically was resuscitated, but Jesus Christ was resurrected. He was raised from the dead, so that mortal body that he inhabited when he came into this world, that was subject to sin and death. And when he took sin upon himself at that cross, he died, yeah, as any human would have. But of course, he suffered just immensely in taking the sins of the world upon himself. And that body was taken off that Roman cross by Joseph of Arimathea. It was put in a tomb, a freshly cut tomb. And then on the third day, that body came out of that grave. Yeah. Now, that body was different than the body that was laid in there. And the fact that this body of Jesus, this resurrected body, was now immortal, now imperishable, never to die again. That is the miracle of resurrection. And the disciples understood that. So that became the core, the centerpiece of their messages, their preaching. As I've said a number of times, the resurrection of Jesus Christ really is the heart and soul of Christianity. Yes. You remove the resurrection, you remove the heart of Christianity, and if you remove the heart of Christianity, you have no Christianity. Right. It's just going to wither and die because it doesn't have the substance, it doesn't have the life to keep it going, to perpetuate it from generation to generation to generation. So the resurrection is the heart and soul of Christianity. And we see that here in chapter 4 of the book of Acts. And as they were speaking to the people, this is Peter and John, it says, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, greatly annoyed. So the religious leaders of the day were greatly annoyed at Peter and John. And here's the reason why. Because they were teaching people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they arrested them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who had heard the word believed, and the number of men came to about 5,000.
That's a good
start. So what was the message? It was the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the resurrection of the dead, that we too have the hope of being resurrected just as Jesus was. These bodies of ours, that we will get brand new bodies. Well, the religious leaders were annoyed by that message years ago. The world is annoyed by it today. They don't want to hear us talk about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the fact that Jesus died, was raised to life, and that he is alive right now, seated at the right hand of God the Father. And because he lives, we can live.
Right.
That's the good news. That's why they call this good news. If it was just about somebody dying on a cross, that would be a marvelous love story. But it would have a very sad ending because it would end in death. But that's not where this story ends. There is a next chapter and a next chapter and a next chapter. The next chapter was the burial. The next chapter is the resurrection. And the chapter that is being written now is the impact of that resurrected life on you and me. So let's get this right. Let's be clear. Let's annoy the world out there and proclaim the message that has the power unto salvation. That is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Without it, our preaching would be futile, would be vain, would be empty words. And those who believed it would be believing in vain. They would have no substance to their faith. But the fact that he was raised from the dead makes this the central message in human history, the central message back then for the apostles as they proclaimed the resurrection of Jesus Christ to anyone and everyone who would hear and believe. It's the same today. It is the central message that the world needs to hear. So let's be about the business of getting the word out that Jesus is alive. Yes, it's going to annoy the world. Yes, it's not going to be popular with the world. Yes, it's going to come or it's going to bring about all types of criticisms. And yes, just as Peter and John were arrested back then for proclaiming the resurrection of Jesus, there are people around the world today in various countries that are being arrested for proclaiming this good news. Yeah. Why? It is a disruptive force to the ways of this world. As a matter of fact, it crucifies the ways of this world and lifts people out of it so they can walk in the newness of life. Do you want to cause problems in this world as far as the world system is concerned? Be bold, be clear, be direct. Let people know Jesus is alive. He was raised from the dead.
Great admonition, Bob. Thank you for those thoughts. And friends, thank you for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel. We have open lines at 844-322-2742. If you have something you'd like to talk about, a Bible question you can't quite get an answer to, some issue that you're struggling with, we'd love to hear from you right now at 844-322-2742. Call quickly. The lines are open, 844-322-2742. You know, there are many causes of great distress to literally billions of people around the world every day, but the greatest problem anyone faces is to die without ever knowing the saving and abundant life of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. That's why it's vitally important that the message, the basic gospel message, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ gets out as far and wide as possible to proclaim to the world that there is life, saving life, and eternal life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Please help us today to get this message out. His message, of course, it's going forward, friends, and you can be a part of it by getting this message out. And we need your help to fulfill a $25,000 need by this Friday. So please do what you can when you click donate at basicgospel.net. And speaking of the resurrection, we want to send you a copy of our CD entitled Proof. It's a perfect message to answer any question you might have about the resurrection. Again, please join with us with your gift today or by Friday at the very latest at basicgospel.net. We would love for you to partner with us. Well, again, that number, 844-322-2742. And Bob, we had this call that came in off hours. Let's listen.
Yes, I have a strong feeling that I'm being called to be a pastor, but I can't explain it, and I'm scared that I don't have the strength to do the commitment that it takes, and I want to know how to pull from God and Jesus that commitment to do what he is asking. Thank you.
Well, that is a wonderful question, and I'm so glad that you're feeling a tug in your heart to be in ministry, to say, Lord, I will do whatever, and if you want to use my voice to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, my voice is available to you. If you want to use my hands and feet to minister to the needs of people around the world, my hands and feet are available to you, and that's how we answer. If we sense a tug in our heart that God is sending us out there in the mission field or whatever it might be, we just make ourselves available. He's going to provide the strength that we need. He's going to provide the resources that we need to carry out that work. So if he's putting something in your heart, then he is going to be the one providing everything that you need to carry that out. So you don't have to ever worry about your abilities. Are you talented enough? Are you skilled enough? Can you articulate well enough the message? All of us would look at that and say, well, we're just not worthy. We're just not up to par when it comes to presenting the good news of Jesus Christ. I mean, that is such an important message. That is the most important message.
Yeah.
We certainly don't want to mess it up in any way, shape, or form. But if God is the source, then we can rely on Him to work in and through us. So we answer when we simply make ourselves available. That's the most important thing.
Yes.
Now, God called Moses for a particular purpose. He reached out to Moses and said, you're the guy. I'm tapping you on the shoulder, and I want you to go to Pharaoh, and I want you to say to Pharaoh, look right in his eyes and say, let my people go. Now, Moses was hesitant. He was reluctant. Why? Because he wasn't the most articulate of people. He wasn't the greatest orator. He didn't have the persuasive skills. And he mentioned that to the Lord and said, are you sure that I'm the one? Why not my brother Aaron? He is more equipped. He is more skilled. He has what it takes. Why not him? And God said, no, I want you. I want you to be the guy. I'm raising you up to be the deliverer, to be the one who is going to lead the people out. And Moses finally said, okay, I'm going to make myself available, and I'm going to recognize that it's your presence that is there with me. It's your power that I'm going to lean into and rely upon and trust in. And that's exactly what he did. And God's arm working through Moses delivered the people out of Egypt into the promised land. So, no, we're not all skilled. We're not all competent. But God is the one that will give us the skills. God will be the one to make us competent as ministers of this new covenant. So simply say, Lord, I'm available.
Yeah.
I am yours, as Paul said in Romans 12, offer yourselves as a living sacrifice to God.
Yeah.
That's all God is looking for. That's all that he needs. He and you, it is plenty. That is enough to carry out the task that he is leading you to carry out.
Indeed. Well, ma'am, hope that's a help to you, and we hope that it becomes clear what the Lord would have you do, and you can communicate that to us. We'd love to enter into that excitement with you. So give us a call later. Let us know how you're doing. Well, once again, Bob, that phone number, 844-322-2742, is available. 844-322-2742. And we have we had a question from Don in Arlington, Bob. The question is, when Jesus raised someone from the dead, where did their spirit go? Did it go to paradise or where?
When Jesus raised somebody from the dead,
right.
I'm assuming we're talking about Lazarus or something like that. Well, Lazarus, his body came out of that tomb. So they laid him in the tomb. He had been dead for over 4 days, and Jesus came onto the scene, and he cried out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And guess what happened? Lazarus came forth.
Yeah.
Now, when he died, he went to paradise. He went to Abraham's bosom until after the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ. It was then that those saints of old would have been ushered into his presence. And wherever Jesus is, that's what we would call paradise. That's what we would call heaven. So anyone who died, like Abraham or Moses or David, when they died, they went to that holding place in the upper regions of Hades. We would know it as paradise. And then when the finished work was complete, Jesus would have ushered them from there into the heavenlies to be where he was.
Right.
Now, as far as we're concerned, when we respond to the gospel, our spirits are made alive together with Christ, and then God sends His Spirit to be joined with our human spirit. So we are one with God's Spirit. That's good news. So when we die, we are simply absent from the body and present with the Lord. And one day when Christ returns, we'll get those resurrected bodies. So that's how it's laid out in the Word of God. And I hope that's a help to Don.
Indeed. Don, thanks for reaching out. I'd love to hear from you. Once again, Bob, that number, 844-322-2742. And, Bob, there is a bit of an urgency concerning that $25,000 that we need to see come in by Friday. What would you tell our listeners about that?
We just need your help, and this message needs to be told. This message needs to be delivered out there in the world. We have an incredible platform to deliver that message. Almost every day when somebody tunes into Basic Gospel, they're going to hear the gospel.
Yes.
They're going to hear the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That can't be said for every other radio broadcast that is out there.
Sure.
But you can be assured that when somebody tunes into Basic Gospel, they're going to hear about the grace of the Lord Jesus that was demonstrated through His death, burial, and resurrection, and they're going to have an opportunity to respond to that message through faith.
Yes.
Others who are in Christ are going to be encouraged by having that story retold to them and be encouraged to live out who they are as children of God as a result of the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So this is the central message. This is the story of life. And if we want people to experience that story in its fullness, in its abundance, then let's get behind this message and support it. So
sure.
We need your help. It is an urgent, critical need. If you can help us, go to our website right now, basicgospel.net, and give what you can, whatever that might be, that you can give joyfully, you can give cheerfully, you can give with a smile on your face, knowing that God is going to use that gift that you're going to give to bring life to someone dead in sin, or to encourage someone who is already alive in Christ to live that out to the full.
Absolutely. Well, again, you can make your contribution right now or anytime, especially before Friday. And we would love for you to partner with us at basicgospel.net, just a big prominent link right there on the homepage that says, strangely enough, says donate at basicgospel.net. Once again, that phone number, 844-322-2742. We want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel, 844-322-2742. And Bob, another call that came in off hours. Let's listen to this one.
Hi, this is Sharon, and I watch your YouTube channel. So my concern is, my husband's dad passed away about 4 months ago. Recently, a friend of the family told my husband that he had heard from my husband's father and told my husband some things that sounded like something my husband's dad might say. My concern is that this family friend will continue bringing messages to my husband from his father that's passed away. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, Sharon, thanks for that call, and I just appreciate the concern that you have for your husband and wanting to make sure that he is not going to be led down a path that is presenting to him some false hope. You know, we need to get our words, get our encouragement, get our hope from the source of hope, and that is God Himself. And certainly the gospel message is a message that is filled with hope for each and every one of us. So what we know, like my dad passed away a number of years ago, and what I knew when he passed away was this, that the minute he breathed his last breath in that body that he was dwelling in, he immediately was absent from that body and present with the Lord. And so he was with the Lord, and we took great comfort in that. Well, these were the words of God that were bringing comfort to our hearts. And those were the words that we needed to hear. Now, there are people that say they can get messages from your dead loved ones, and they think those are going to be an encouragement. I think they can bring to us a sense of false hope and put us down the wrong track and make us vulnerable from other deceptions, other lies from our enemy. So what I would encourage you to do, Sharon, is to say to your husband, let's stick with the comforting words of God. Those are the words that are filled with hope, filled with strength, and can bring us peace as we go through this grieving process concerning the death of your dad. So let's stay focused there. You can be a big encouragement to him, a big help to him. I know when my dad died, I just wished, and even today, I wish the phone would ring and it would be him on the other end, that I could just hear his voice again. Well, I know that can't happen, but I do know where he is. And I know that because of what God's word says. So I'm going to stick with God's words. I'm going to let God's words bring comfort to my heart and give me the peace that I need. That's what I needed 20 years ago when he passed away. Those are the words that got me through that grieving process and helped me just remember all the great things about my dad.
Yeah.
And so I can speak of that fondly without hurt in my heart, knowing that death for him meant gain, being absent from the body and present with the Lord.
Yes, indeed. Sharon, thank you for reaching out. Hope that's a help to you. Bob had a question on Luke 7, verse 28, and this is from Jay in Grosse Pointe Farms, Michigan. And I'll quote the verse. It says, "I say to you, among those born of women, there is no one greater than John. Yet he who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he." So to Jay's question, are not all born of women? It stands to reason that the "yet he" would also have been born of a woman as well. Please explain this verse. I don't understand it. And thank you for being my go-to ministry for Bible questions and trustworthy answers. That's from Jay in Grosse Pointe Farms, Michigan.
Well, Jay, I think he's just getting at the idea of righteousness. There's the righteousness of the law, and as far as the righteousness of the law is concerned, the prophets of old and that sort of thing, there was none greater than John the Baptist. But that righteousness does not compare to the righteousness that we have in Christ Jesus. So those born of women, all human beings, there's none greater than John. But those who are in the kingdom of God, how do we get into the kingdom of God? Through new birth. Yeah. We're born again of the Spirit of God. And so our righteousness is attached to that new birth. It's attached to Jesus. It is a gift that is given to us that we receive through this new birth. So I think that's what he's getting at here. Righteousness of the law versus the righteousness of faith. And there's no comparison. There's absolutely no comparison. So if you're in the kingdom of God, you're born again of the Spirit of God by the very will of God, and you've been given the righteousness of God.
Absolutely. Well, Jay, hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you. We've gotten several questions from Jay through the past months, and they're always great questions, and we love hearing from him and all of those of you who contact us to pose your question here at Basic Gospel. Well, thanks for being with us for this edition, everybody. Please remember that we have a great resource we'd like to send to you as our way of saying thanks for your gift to keep the message of life in Jesus Christ going forward. It's called Proof, the Resurrection, and we'll send you a copy as you make your gift to support Basic Gospel by this Friday, the end of the month. We need to raise $25,000 by the end of this month, and we would love for you to be a part of that and receive the blessing of doing so. Be sure to request your copy, of course, of Proof, the Resurrection, when you donate at basicgospel.net. Keep in mind, too, that if you have questions concerning the Christian life or a Bible passage you can't quite understand, perhaps an issue you're finding hard to deal with, well, give us a call anytime at 844-322-2742, and we'll discuss it on the broadcast. Again, that's 844-322-2742. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.